And that was Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica City Attorney David Mechelin on Friday issuing a memorandum to mayor and council acknowledging that he had discussed with City Manager Tom Barber a plan for Barber's exit. However, Barber has indicated that he intends to honor the terms of his contract with the city. Tuesday, Mayor Leslie McPherson instructed Mechelin to work with the city manager to present for her consideration an exit plan by this past Friday. McPherson stated she would then review the plan and make a determination upon its merit. Mechelin himself did offer a plan for moving on, proposing that during the city's June 11th meeting, council could vote not to renew Barber's contract for 2025 and vote to initiate an immediate search for a new city manager. Honoring the terms of his existing contract, Barber would continue in his role until the new city manager is hired, and council could terminate Barber's contract without cause, but with Barber's consent, by a majority vote of the council pursuant to his contract. Barber would then be due any benefits contained in his contract, 2 months' severance, accrued annual leave. However, city council as a whole has so far shown little sincere interest publicly in firing Barber. With the delivery of Mechelin's memo, McPherson stated this exit plan is not what she was looking for and is not definitive in regard to any commitment one way or the other of what City Manager Tom Barber plans to do other than, quote, honor his contract. McPherson stated with her call last week for an exit strategy for the city manager, she had desired a smooth transition and she has a very qualified candidate to step in as an interim city manager. While she did not state what, if any, actions she plans to take at this point, McPherson stated, I will do everything I can to use every resource available to stop the, quote, bleeding. A person identifying themselves as a concerned Clem citizen has started a change.org petition hoping to encourage a vocal opposition to a local developer's conditional use request for a tree debris processing facility at 385 Clem Lowell Road. Jeffrey Vance's zoning request states his intent to accept debris from local companies and the public for a fee, store the debris for 90 days on site, and grind the debris on site. Vance says resulting mulch will be used at other sites and offered for free to anyone. However, a number of people are expressing concerns regarding an industrial process taking place in the small community. One person against the proposal asserting that loud machinery in the area just isn't an appropriate use of the land, nor are the roads and traffic situation geared towards large trucks and machinery. Adding future zoning should focus on the balance between housing and the farms that still grace our beautiful community. Carroll County's Planning and Zoning Commission will consider whether to show support for the developer's request Tuesday evening. Vance, the zoning applicant, is a current member of the county's Zoning Commission. He is expected to recuse himself from this vote. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.